Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babul ghadab idza intuhikat hurumatu syar'i wal intisari li dinillah. Alhamdulillah. This is the 77th chapter of Riyadu Salihin. This is a chapter on anger, becoming angry when any of the sacred laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are violated, they are broken. And also this chapter talks about assisting and helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever respects, honors those things that Allah ta'ala has made sacred, in other words, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will be best for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is his sustainer. وقال تعالى إن تنصر الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Allah Ta'ala says, O believers, if you help Allah, in other words, if you help the deen of Allah, Allah will help you and Allah will keep your feet firm. وعن أبي مسعود عقبة بن عمر البدري رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني لأتأخر عن صلاة الصبح من أجل فلان مما يطيل بنا. It's an incident in which a man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says that I'm remaining absent from Fajr Salah because of this so-and-so person who is lengthening the Salat. He's prolonging the Salat. He's making the Salah very long. فما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم غضب في موعظة قط أشد مما غضب يومئذ. The Sahabi says, I never saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم becoming more angry in any of his talks or any of his khutbas or lectures, more angry on that particular day when he addressed the Sahaba. فقال, and said, يا أيها الناس, O people, إن منكم منفرين. There are people amongst you who are chasing and driving away the people. فَأَيُّكُمْ أَمَّا النَّاسِ فَلْيُوجِزْ فَإِنَّمِ وَرَائِهِ الْكَبِيرَ وَالصَّغِيرَ وَذَا الْحَاجَةِ مُتَّفِقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Because whoever is going to lead the salah, whoever is going to be the imam, then he should let the salah be brief, curtail it, because behind him are elderly people, they are young ones and those of need. This does not mean that the namaz is made haphazardly, very short, where the ruku and sujood is not made properly. Alhamdulillah, no masajid. Ruku, sajda, the namaz, the duration is not long that a person now is, he's standing behind the imam for 15, 20 minutes, no. Oh, salat is according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The qiraat is lengthened, but it's not lengthened so long. So of course, sometimes we should bear this in mind that we should not lengthen the salat, and therefore we see in Ramadan time, the Fajr salat is not so long because people are fasting, people had made sehri, they woke up at night, etc. People are going to work. Sometimes there may be some program, people sat for very long. On those occasions, you don't need very long salat, people are tired. So don't chase the people away. So this is an admonishment for the imam that he inna minkum munaffirin, there are those amongst you who are driving the people away. If you are reading very, very long, lengthy salat, people are old, they are unable to stand so long, there are people who are sick. And many times we have doctors in our masajid, they've got operations and they've got to theater and people are working, so they also have to go back in time. Many times there have been in the past, people did long bayans in Jumu'ah, the khutbah, the salat, and by the time the Jumu'ah was over, by the time those people who went to work, they lost their jobs. So therefore, Rasulullah shows us ihtidal, balance in our life. And those who are imams, they should curtail the salat, because among behind them, they are elderly people, sick people, and also people who are of need. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قدم رسول الله من سفر النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم فمأجاني وقد سترت سهوة لي بقرام فيه تماثيل. She said, I hung a curtain over my porch or my veranda, which had some pictures on it. They were animate pictures. فَلَمَّا رَآهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ سَلَمْ هَتَكَهُ وَتَلَوَّنَ وَجْهُ. When Rasul saw this, he tore this curtain, and the color of his face changed. He became very, very upset and angry. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is talking about the chapter where a person shows anger when the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things that Allah has made haram, when they are violated. And this is, should be our response. So Rasulullah became upset. وَقَالَ يَا عَائِشَةُ He said, O Aisha, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الَّذِينَ يُضَاهُونَ بِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ He says, those who will be punished most severely on the day of Qiyamah will be those who try to imitate to the creation, or to create the like of Allah's creation. Those who try to imitate or make or create the like of Allah's creation. In other words, Allah Ta'ala created human beings, animals, etc. Now we are making those same pictures with the faces. Therefore, ulama say, if there are any pictures, then we obliterate, we efface, we remove the entire face. It's not just the eyes. The face must be blotted. If sometime you have some book or some picture of that nature. Here, Rasulullah SAW retore the curtain because it had some animate object, some pictures on it. And it upset him. And therefore he taught Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that listen, those who will be punished most severely on the day of Qiyamah will be those who attempt to create the like of Allah Ta'ala's creation. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat, give us understanding to practice in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, nashadu Allah ila anta astaghfirullah.